This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Dean for an hour of pride. Robbie's going to be joining me in the studio shortly for the usual Mad Wednesday shenanigans. And we are diving into World Pride that's happening in New York City. And one of the groups of Aussies that have headed over to New York for World Pride is the members of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, because we are doing a bid for World Pride 2023 in Sydney. So I caught up with co-chair of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Kate Wickett, in New York this morning. I did the phone call at 4 a.m. It was interesting. I spoke to her and found out how that bid was going. What exactly is involved in making a world bid application? Like, you guys announced it at Mardi Gras this year and now you're here in New York. It's pretty huge when you think about that it's all happened so quickly. But what are you actually doing to bid? How does it work?
Yeah, sure. So there's quite a prescribed bid process. We, at the end of May, submitted our draft bid to Interpride, who are the organisation of international prides who own World Pride. So draft bid in the end of May. They then provide us some feedback with respect to our bid. We then put in our final bid in early July, and then we go to Athens this year in October for the Interpride AGM, and we pitch on the Saturday. We get 30 minutes to pitch to the members, and then they all vote on the Sunday. So we find out pretty quickly whether we've been successful or not. But I suppose this trip to New York is obviously to see how World Pride is run. World Pride's every 2 years. This year it happens to be in New York. And in 2021 it's in Copenhagen. But really this is very much about Sydney positioning and lobbying Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras as a organisation which, and Sydney is a destination which has a very compelling proposition to host World Pride, not just in terms of our ability to host such a large event, but in terms of understanding that there are broader regional issues within the Asia Pacific region which we feel that InterPride should really shine a light on.
I think that's one of the things that was most exciting when I looked at the little video that's been put together that actually is just, this is what we're doing and this is where we're going, actually focusing on the issues of the Asia-Pacific region, which I think is really great and speaks to something really important, that it's not just about our own community but our wider backyard.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And certainly I've just attended the Human Rights Conference here in New York this morning. And a man came up to me and said he had attended Mardi Gras in Sydney for the first time this year. And what was really surprising to him was, in fact, the diversity of our parade and the diversity of the people in Sydney at the time. We have an incredibly unique parade. It's a nighttime parade. It's heavily curated. And we do, by design, choose people of all different backgrounds and all parts of the community. And I suppose Asia Pacific is right on our doorstep. And something I guess that the Northern Hemisphere don't fully understand is that there are still huge gains that need to be made in terms of LGBT rights in our region. And so Sydney, while we want to be a leader in the region, we also want to bring people with us.
Has it been really interesting kind of looking at how a World Pride works? I mean, this is a huge event in New York happening over the next weekend, and having World Pride be there, it's quite massive. Is it bigger than you thought it was going to be, or just...
Look, the numbers that they're putting forward are around 4.5 million people. So it started officially, I suppose, yesterday with the Human Rights Conference. To be honest, I didn't think that there were that many people for such a large World Pride at the conference. I was quite surprised to see how small the conference was. But I guess proof in the pudding for New York will be that the parade, which they're estimating the parade will go for some 9 hours on Sunday.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Have you got comfortable shoes?
Yeah, well, talk about physical resilience. It's quite humid here, but the parade starts at about 10:30 and then we'll finish late in the afternoon. So, look, it is certainly a buzz and a wash with rainbows here in New York. So it'll be really interesting to see how they cope with that many people on the streets.
I think it's really great, the show of strength that Australia have there this year. We've got you guys there with your bid for World Pride, which is wonderful. We've got the Melbourne water teams there because the Igla Games is going to be in Melbourne next year. It's really wonderful to see so much of Australia really putting their foot forward and saying, we are that destination. We are a space to come and celebrate. We might be a bit of a distance for some of you to fly, but our pride is strong and our community is really strong as well.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, certainly the geographic distance or the tyranny of distance in terms of people being able to access Australia is certainly an issue and something that we've thought about considerably in respect of the bid. But you're absolutely right. We've as a nation, I think, galvanised to support all parts of Pride across the world. And certainly while I've been going to functions during the day and then also going out at night, there's Australians everywhere. I know in our contingent, we've got over 200 people marching on Sunday. And then I know that we're having our event at the consulate tonight. And I know that the consulate are pulling together their own marching group. I understand it's themed Priscilla, so a huge representation, and I suppose reflective of the fact that Australians really do value equality and want to celebrate. And I guess, I mean, at the end of the day, we love to party, don't we?
This is true. It is really exciting to think that, you know, I mean, there's still more work to do. There's the final touches to be able to put on the bid, and then it all gets put forward, and we see what happens. But it is really wonderful to see an elevation or at least an elevation of the idea of what Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is. It keeps growing from strength to strength, and it was so exciting at Mardi Gras this year with we had the anniversary and then it's the announcement that this is a step that we're trying to make. It must be really wonderful to have such great support from so many different levels, including the City of Sydney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been actually overwhelmed with the level of support, both state and federal governments of both sides, corporate, community, everyone has been reaching out, offering their assistance. I mean, certainly we are the underdogs in this bid. Montreal are our competitor and they have been working on their bid for more than a year than we have. They have got significant federal support. In fact, Trudeau's area is Montreal, so we know that we're going to certainly have a challenge on our hands, but something that we are really excited to prepare and to meet that challenge. Australians have a wonderful ability to galvanise together, and I think it's probably in our competitive nature. So, look, even if we don't win the bid, which I'm still remaining exceptionally positive, the fact that we've been able to connect and establish relationships with all prides across the world has just been excellent for Australia more broadly.
Now, I know you've got a lot coming up over the next few days. There's so much happening. There's going to be so much pride and so much joy. But has there been anything that's been a standout for you so far? You're probably still jet-lagged, but still, anything is standing out?
In fact, I went to LA for 4 days and met with LA Pride and Long Beach Pride and spoke with them. So just arrived in New York yesterday. And I guess the highlight hopefully is going to be tonight's event at the consulate. We're hosting 100 of our nearest and dearest friends and a special performance tonight at the consulate. We've also got a piece of fabulous Australian art down at the Oculus building, which is the train station at the World Trade Center site. And we've had great feedback around that piece of art. So, look, there's a lot of events coming up over the next few days. As I said, it's going to be about pacing ourselves and not peaking too early, but I think the excitement and the buzz around is really, really buoying us along.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything we can do from back here in Australia to spread the love and support? Just throw around social media or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a really good point, because we could have the best bid in the world, but unless we secure the votes, then it's all for nothing, as they say. But what we would say is all of the LGBTI community groups, jump on the InterPride website. Please become a member of InterPride, because you can only vote if you're a member of InterPride. And then obviously vote for Sydney in October. So reach out to Mardi Gras. We're more than happy to provide you with the links. But if you're a community group, and if you have hosted an LGBTI event, whether that's a parade or a chook raffle or a quiz night, so people like the Chargers or the Convicts or any or Rainbow Families, please jump on InterPride, become a member, and then you're eligible to vote for us in October.
Well, I can't wait to hear about how it's all going in the lead up to the final bid, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic weekend.
Thanks for your time, Dean. Take care.
That was Kate Wickett from Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras talking to us about Sydney's bid for World Pride 2023. They're over in New York right now. New York's World Pride has kicked off. The opening ceremony has happened and now it's underway. The next 6 days there's going to be a lot of joy, a lot of celebration and a lot of pride, especially as they celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising. Well, that's our Hour of Pride, and Robbie's going to be joining me for the rest of Mad Wednesday shenanigans here on Joy. But do feel free to message in and share your pride with us. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Let us know what gives you pride. Or you could even just donate to Joy. Jump onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and show your pride that way. Help keeping Joy out loud and proud.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast. Driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.